right, NFL No Huddle. Every day to kick off the hour, we did the Aaron Rodgers Jets stuff. Randy said they did demote Nathaniel Hackett. They've promoted Todd Downing to be the offensive. No, he's the play caller.
He's the play caller.
Hackett's still the OC.
Yes. Yeah, he's still OC.
So I guess he didn't. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the news out of there. Let's hear from Kyle Pitts. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. If you missed the interview, check it out on the website, 929thegame.com, the Dukes and Bell page. Here he is talking about the entire wide receiving room.
I would just say, like, competitive excellence, just everybody feeding off each other. When one makes a play, we happy for him celebrating, and then, same for the next man. And just, when your number get called, for example, like Darryl, him coming in on that play and, winning us the game. So just everybody's just ready when they're, when their number's called.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the most important thing, that, like, what he said as far as Darryl, we always talk about next man up. Well, the next man ain't as good. He's not as good as Drake London, but he did. He made plays when his number was called and everything. And I'm not even saying, because a lot of times when you look at a situation like, well, he deserves more targets and all those different things. Cordero might not catch another ball this year. You just don't know. But I just think, I love the fact that when he went in, they went to him both times. And he made a big play on both of them. And hopefully, they try to get Kyle more involved early like they did in this game, this past game, and get him rolling and things like that. Because when one of your players like him gets it rolling, obviously it gives juice to the offense, but it kind of changes what the defense is doing too.
Sure.
You know what I mean? They might do something different, and that can open up somebody else, because if Kyle's rolling early, well, hell, defense, we got to stop Kyle.
Got to respect Kyle.
That can open up some other stuff.
And maybe that's a part of what led to all the success in the game. I think probably a lot of things had to do with it, but that's where it started, right?
Yeah.
Kyle Pitts, big play early. They were feeding him early. Drake London has his best game of the season. Darnell Mooney has his best game of the season. The offense, the passing game, has their best game of the season. I don't know. Maybe that's an oversimplification because it's one game and that's what happened.
Right.
But maybe it isn't. Maybe Kyle Pitts getting rolling and the defense having to pay that much more attention to him helps out all the rest of the guys that much. Now, this is something that I do think needs to change if you look at it from a five-game big-picture standpoint. Kyle Pitts can't be fourth on your team in targets.
No.
He's behind Drake, not surprising. Darnell Mooney, a little surprising, but he's playing really well. Ray McLeod has almost 10 more targets than Kyle. Like, that just can't happen.
That cannot happen. That should not be happening.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that.
And hopefully that changes. And he's fifth in terms of receptions, because Bijan has more receptions than he has. So, they found a way to get him involved on Thursday. They've got to continue to do that. We'll talk to Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator, about half an hour, just about what went into that with Kyle early and, hopefully keeping that going as the season goes. All right. Let's hear from the head coach of the Raiders talking about one of his players who's still one of his players.
He's still a Raider. He's never not been a Raider. When he's healthy and he can play, we'll play him.
One point
he's
was
just
a
not
Packer.
Healthy right now. And he's getting closer, though. That's the good part. He's working every day to get that hamstrings right. He's in the right headspace.
Yeah, he don't want to be there. And y'all don't want him.
You don't want him. He doesn't want to be there. And soon he won't be a Raider.
And this is the thing. They should have traded his ass last year.
Yeah.
They would have got a boatload from somebody last year. Yeah. They would have traded him last year.
Now they have no leverage. And he's a little banged up.
And he's banged up. And more likely, he's going to want a contract extension or some contract rework, because this is last year of guaranteed money. So, yeah, they should just went ahead and made this move. But what happened, and they looked at it from a standpoint, they were going to be better. And I love me some AP. I do. Because AP was a hell of a player, loved playing against him and everything like that. Was happy that he got the Raiders job. That didn't mean it was going to work.
No.
You know what I mean? And right now, it don't look like it's going to work. They went to Aiden O'Connell. He's going to be the starting quarterback. This week.
That'll fix it.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll fix it. Speaking of different starting quarterbacks, here's Dennis Allen talking about who's going to start for the Saints.
You guys are all going to be wondering who's going to be the quarterback. Spencer Rattler will be the quarterback. We talked a lot as a staff about what we felt like was the best thing for us and give us the best chance to win the game. That was the decision that we made, and we're excited about him getting an opportunity to go in there, and we'll let him go play and see what he can do.
I mean, he's been a dude that all offseason they've been talking about.
Yeah.
They've been popping him up and everything, and I think there was something me and Abe had talked about on Monday about whether would Spencer get to start. I was like, I thought the other guy probably would, but then it goes back to kind of that scenario when we had here when Heineke was in front of Michael before they even traded him, and we asked, well, Kirk got hurt. I said, I think Heineke would come in first, but I think that, Michael would start if they, the following game.
Right.
And they're in this situation right here. Then I also mentioned how long, if Taysom Hill was healthy, would he be the starting quarterback this week? I don't know. But, they love Spencer Rattler down there. And, I mean, if he does, like, what they're talking about and getting the whole full week of one reps with the one.
Yeah.
Don't get Wally Pipp.
Yeah, they might roll with him. Yeah. Why not? I mean, the start, 91 points in 2 weeks, a long time ago, man. That feels like ancient history with the three losses in a row that they have. I don't know. I'm excited. Like, the hype surrounding him and all the talk people said, people we trusted, Emory Hunt and others talking about him leading into the draft. He still fell pretty far in the draft, but I don't know. People see something in him.
They do.
It would be cool to see him play. I mean, I don't want the Saints to be that good. But
he's on my – I don't give a damn about you list. After that quarterback show. That
there's no school, coming back.
Oh, no. You can't come back from that.
All right.
With me, no, you can't come back. You can't come back from being spoiled.
What if he got a little bit more bossy, though? Like, what if he was more dynamic in the huddle and in the locker room, and he carried himself with a more bossy attitude? Like apparently Caleb Williams has. Here's DJ Moore.
He's been bossy lately. Times that we need to be on the details. But we really do for him to be the best player he needs to be.
What about then?
Hey. All right.
Detail-oriented.
Very detail-oriented. All right. And he played really well last week. He did. And that's something that you can build off of.
Hopefully.
All right. Yeah, all right.
But it sounds like it wasn't just the game.
I don't want no bossy-ass quarterback, dog. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's a lot of things I want people to describe me as. And some of it can be mean and, you know, I'm programmed so I don't get my feelings hurt. So I'm programmed for this. You can say anything you want about me. Just don't call me bossy. All right? I'm just sorry. I just don't want that. All right? Nothing against that. He's playing well.
I can make you that promise.
And his teenagers view him like that.
I've only ever called one person bossy in my whole life.
And that was my daughter.
Yeah. She's four.
Yeah.
And she's bossy. I don't know what to say about it.
Did this dude that just said, please, that guy that just said he didn't realize how warm it was, just raise his hand when we said bossy.
What about?
That he's bossy.
Who's bossy?
He raised his hand.
You?
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were going to say you had called me bossy.
I would, no.
No, we would never call
I
you
wouldn't.
That. We would never call you that.
I wouldn't. We never wouldn't call you that.
Never call you that. But hey, whatever, his teammates leave things to whirl him. Because bossy is not a bad.
No, they meant that as a compliment.
They meant it as a compliment. They meant it as a compliment. Yeah. I just don't want a boss-ass quarterback.
You can see how I get there from here. But this is the best advice I can give you coming out of this conversation. If you haven't checked in on Khalees lately, speaking of bossy, go look at her Instagram videos. She's like doing skincare treatment stuff in Africa. She's beautiful.
Oh, she's beautiful.
It's worth the look.
Got that beautiful skin.
It's worth the look.
Beautiful.
She's bossy. We'll talk
to Caleb.
That was Caleb. I don't know what his skincare regimen is. We'll get to the college football corner.
You know he got one.
There's one more joke I want to make, but I'm not gonna.